Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Bill Barnhart of OKC West. We're back with Bill in just a moment.
The John Deere 5E Series tractors from P&K are the most affordable workhorses on the market. They're America's tractor. And if you're really going to own your land, this is the tractor for you. The 5045E two-wheel drive utility tractor, just $170 a month, so you won't find a better deal. Because you don't just want to buy any tractor, it's time you owned a John Deere. And because in Oklahoma, John Deere starts with P&K. Offer in 73117, residency restrictions apply. Model availability may vary. Subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. See P&K for details and terms and conditions, as exclusions and limitations apply.
Did you know that the beef checkoff means many different things to cattle producers across the country? Producers say their checkoff is valuable for a variety of reasons, including...
It grows our foreign markets.
It spreads the word about the benefits of beef.
The beef checkoff helps me talk to consumers about beef production.
It improves beef quality.
Find out about these and many more ways the checkoff makes a difference for you and everyone else who makes that checkoff investment at mybeefcheckoff.com, paid for by your beef checkoff.
Brought to you by the Oklahoma Beef Council at oklabeef.org.
Many of our regional livestock auction markets sell cattle a couple of days a week. They'll sell their feeder cattle and calves together on one sale day and then have a separate sale day to kind of clean things up, primarily with their cow and bull turn. That's how OKC West in El Reno, Oklahoma has been operating in recent years. But this spring, Bill Barnhart, the general manager, says they decided to make a significant change in how they operate.
Over the last two or three years, we've had a lot of success, a lot of growth in our business. And so what we have done, we, for multiple reasons, is gone to a three-day sale. We sell our cows on Monday, we sell our stocker weight cattle on Tuesday, and we sell all feeder cattle on Wednesday. And what that does, it helps us to take care of our customers better. We've got ample space to handle our workload. We're not selling people's cattle at midnight. It just makes more sense. It's good for our customers. It's good for our employees. You know, we spread our sales out over those 3 days. It's a little more expensive doing it that way, but it's worth it for the customer and our employees.
For years, obviously, you had your stockers and your yearlings on the same day, on a Wednesday. You just gradually were getting more and more cattle to where you simply couldn't handle all of them in a single day.
Well, you can, but somebody's not going to like it at the end. And what we did, we sold all the stockers and feeders on one day. And, you know, a lot of times those sales would last 9, 10, 11, 12 o'clock at night. Nobody wants to sell their cattle that late. By selling these stocker cattle on Tuesday, and particularly in the summer, it's hot. We've got new calves, fresh calves, balling calves. We get those cattle sold before it gets hot in the afternoon.
Okay, you've gone through kind of the spring flush of cattle. How did it work?
It worked great. It would have been a real tough thing if we hadn't have done it. Because, I mean, 1 week in May, we actually sold over 20,000 head in 1 week. And spreading it out over 3 days worked. If all that was on 1 or 2 days, it would have been a real problem with everybody. So,
and I guess what you've kind of, I guess, almost maybe marked time a little bit with your the event of the tornado just a few years back when you had to kind of really start over and start from scratch.
True. I mean, it turned out to be a blessing, the tornado. It helped us revamp some things. We got to build a new building that needed some updating at the time. It turned out to be a real blessing. And
General Manager of OKC West El Reno, Oklahoma, Bill Barnhart, on the success of his market going from 2 days to 3 days a week of sales. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
The key to a resilient farm and ranch is soil health. Learn to apply soil health principles to enhance grazing and crop production in your operation at a free workshop in Enid, Thursday, July 6th, presented by No-Till on the Plains. Learn from producers experienced in continuous no-till and industry experts on the science beneath the soil. Get tips on livestock integration, cover crops, rotations, and more. Sponsored by Oklahoma State University and Green Cover Seed, visit notill.org for details and registration.
At your Beef Buzz, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.